The emergency call came just after 7 a.m. Corinne Geller, who speaks for the Virginia State Police, said there was an attack at Deeds' home in rural Millboro.
Senator Deeds and his son, Austin C. Deeds, who also went by Gus, had an altercation at the Deeds residence. Deeds was stabbed multiple times about the head and upper torso. Deeds was able to leave the scene on foot, and as he was coming down the hill of his residence towards Route 42, he encountered a cousin who lives nearby. Senator Deeds was then transported to a nearby relative's farm where a Carilion Lifeguard 12, which is out of Rockbridge County, was able to land and then transport the injured senator to the University of Virginia Medical Center.
Paramedics also went to Deeds' home where his son Gus had apparently shot himself and died. He had been evaluated by mental health professionals on Monday, but no psychiatric bed could be found in Western Virginia, so he was sent home. Mira Signer, who heads the Virginia office of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is not surprised.
Mental health funding in Virginia has really been on a roller coaster. After the Virginia Tech tragedy happened, the legislature swiftly moved to allocate a little more than $40 million in new funding. But then when the recession hit, a lot of that funding was taken away in budget cuts.
She says better funding of community alternatives could free up beds at psychiatric facilities for people who urgently need inpatient care.
They shouldn't have to wait 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. You know, we don't ask people who are having a heart attack, you know, to come back in 2 days.
Signer stresses that most people with mental illness are not violent, and she hopes the tragedy surrounding the Deeds family will lead the legislature to assess the need for more funding and take action. I'm Sandy Houseman.